AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. Two candidates for a hotly contested Senate seat in Montana face off for the first time, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Montana Senator John Tester is considered one of the most vulnerable Democrats in the nation. Sunday's debate with Republican Tim Sheehy was sponsored by the Montana Broadcasters Association and the Greater Montana Foundation. Sheehy says he's against abortion with exceptions.
I'll always protect the three rights for women: rape, incest, life, and the mother.
Tester says it should be up to the mother.
If you want the woman to make the decision, vote for me.
The candidates clashed on immigration.
Joe Biden and Senate Democrats, including John Tester, have had the opportunity to shut down that border.
Quite frankly, people were told not to vote for it because they wanted to keep it a political issue in this country.
Tester declared Sheehy part of the problem, blaming wealthy newcomers for a housing shortage and rising taxes in the western state. Sheehy blamed Democrats for inflation and embraced his status as an outsider. He came to the state in 2014 and amassed a fortune in aerospace technology and aerial firefighting. Groups targeting control of the U.S. Senate have poured tens of millions of dollars in support to both candidates. I'm Jennifer King.
Elections have shifted the European Parliament further right.
Far-right parties are making big gains in the European Parliament in election results that are rattling the traditional powers. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's far-right party won European elections in Italy with a sound 29% of votes, boosting her leadership at home and consolidating her kingmaker role in Europe. Meloni tells supporters her Brothers of Italy party has confirmed its status as the country's most popular party. Meanwhile, in Germany, unpopular governing parties sank to feeble results, and the far-right Alternative for Germany made gains. The mainstream conservative opposition was the country's strongest political force by a distance, projections showed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is AP News. Hunter Biden's family is still enduring a public airing of his drug addiction in a Delaware federal court.
Hunter Biden's family, including his mother, the First Lady, has gone to great lengths to support him as he stands trial for lying on a federal gun purchase from when he said he did not have a drug problem. Jill Biden has been a regular presence in the federal courtroom in Delaware, and other family members have attended. Every family wrestles with personal challenges, whether they're famous or not. But the airing in open court of tawdry details surrounding Hunter Biden's addiction is an order of greater magnitude, and it's happening in the glare of an election year. While President Biden has not been there, the rest of the family has shown a steadfast determination to ensure Hunter Biden doesn't weather it alone. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.